you want to know what it's like to work out in the West Virginia oil field? Well, let me tell you, it is hot today. My air conditioner is not working very well. Actually out on site, and we're doing some specialty work. So right now we're just waiting. So because of that, I figured I'd take this time and show you some of my gear and show you my pimp daddy ceiling. Look at that. It's pimp. So let me show you some of the trucker gear of what I personally use. And this is what I like. Everybody has their own preference, but I have my clip. It has two things on it. I have my raincoat, my safety vest, and my FR shirt, because obviously I can't go on the pad like this. Okay, then let's see. I just bought this microphone to do this sort of stuff, but I haven't used it yet, so it's this little thing. And Blue Parrot headset, a must. I have the 550. Luckily it was gifted to me. But I also have a Planetronics, which is a smaller one, which is nice also. But I do think that the Blue Parrot allows you to do a lot more. Okay, what I feel is a necessity is multiple chargers and multiple cords, to where I use a 5-in-1 usually, or a 4-in-1. Let me show you. Let me pull this out. What do you usually like to use? If you're a truck driver, whether you work the oil field or not, what's your favorite sort of stuff? So I'm gonna show you my little thing here. So you want a case, first off, for your Blue Parrot. I have two, one that's just for my Blue Parrot, and then one that I put junk in. And then my Planetronics, I like the one that has the charging case with it. I think that that's much better. So, okay, I'm a smoker. I carry the patches in case if I'm out on the pad for a long period of time. Lidocaine patch, sometimes you get sore. Now, I like these clips. I like the clips for my paperwork, and I also put it here on my seatbelt because sometimes it hurts my, you know, it cuts into you and all that. Then, I don't know what this is called. I call it the octopus, okay? And plug it into your cigarette lighter, and you got all your charging things. Let's see. It's a must. It's a necessity. Then, let's see here. I have multiple cords. Multiple cords. Oh, my little tape measure. You never know. And let's see. What else do I have in here? An extra magnetic mount. And then, let's see here. Okay, so I have that magnetic mount. You know, we can't touch our phones at all. So, it's good to just mount it there if you're not sure where you're going. Then at least you have a map, but don't ever touch your phone. Okay? Here I have a vent clip also. And you can always message me. I can give you links to some of the stuff. What else do I have here? Oh, yeah, these are the little microphones that I'm trying out. Now, oh, here's my 4-in-1. It's pink, it's pretty. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Oh, so I just got this, and actually it seems to be working pretty well. It's the Titan Arctic Cooler. What I like is a lot of times I get hungry And this, you just, it's real easy. So here's some of my goodies. Black Rifle Mocha, it's my fave. You can preset playlists, podcasts, so is Starbucks Espresso. Chips Ahoy. Nutter Butter. Famous Amos. I got a sweet tooth. Cheese sticks or the mozzarella. Trying to be healthy. Nectarine. Water. And on those hot days, Liquid IV. It's a big help. And this is my favorite iced tea, Pure Leaf. And what else? Gum. I love the pina colada icebreakers. I've only been able to get it one time. So please come out with the pina colada. Bring it around my way. But this is great because look, it closes that easy. And it's just really nice to use. So let me see. Let me put you on my mount real quick. So I'm curious, what does everybody else use? Because you always want different ideas. Now, the radio comes in the truck and doesn't have the best speakers. I actually have a speaker that I ended up buying that works really well. I actually have another one that was actually gifted to me, and it works even better. It's amazing. And then it even strobes different colors and all that. Kind of goes with my Pimp Daddy ceiling here. But, oh, and a must, my readers, you know, we're getting older. I'm still 20/20, but sometimes it's a little bit hard to read. And let's see. This is a necessity for the oil field. This is your H2S monitor. Bug spray. Don't leave home without it. You go on these oil pads or out in these woods, guess what? You will have ticks up your pants, in your socks, on your back, wherever. You have no idea. So guess what? I use this all the time. And here's the funny thing. I was dying. Here I went into a store and I had this on me, and usually I like very high-end perfumes. I love my perfumes, but I had this on that day because I had been working, and somebody came up to me and actually asked me, "Oh my goodness, what kind of perfume is that?" And I was like, "Oh, I forget." Could you imagine? No, not ever. Well, anyways, please like, follow, and share. I have people ask me about skincare. So what I use is the vitamin C serum. And I also do the powdered collagen in my coffee in the morning. I take lots of vitamins. I take herbs too, and different minerals and all that sort of stuff and everything. I think that helps out a lot. Moisturize, I use toner, and there's certain makeups that I really love. Creams, as far as body cream, Sol de Janeiro, I love it. It has all different sorts of things in there to keep your skin healthy, gives it a nice glow, and smells really nice. Let's see what else. Oh, I gotta tell you, these are the bomb. They are so amazing, so good. And what else do we have? Oh, hard hat, safety glasses, always, hands down, you must have that. And I'm sure that there is a lot of things that I'm probably forgetting. You always want a notepad, good pens, Garmin GPS for truck drivers, hands down amazing. I was getting lost everywhere and that stopped it. But please like, follow, and share. Let me know what you want to hear. Bye.